Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We have been discussing chapter 10, Vibhuti Yoga, Yoga of Divine Glories. We have seen so far that the theme of Bhagavad Gita is the immortality of the self. Bhagavan has been describing the nature of the self right from the beginning of chapter 2. He has been saying that the self is immortal. It appears to be divided in mortal beings. But the self is one because Bhagavan said in this chapter that Aham Sarvasya Prabhavaha, I am the source of all things and beings, that all things and beings are nothing but my manifestations. And therefore, those who recognize this fact and know my vibhuti, know my manifestations, that these manifestations are nothing but the expressions of the same reality, they get established in that avikampa yoga, yoga which is unshakable. Then knowledge about the self, which is unshakable. Right now I know about myself, so I have a notion of I, but that's limited to this body, mind and intellect. So I have a complete knowledge about who I am, with reference to my body, mind and intellect only. But with this paradigm shift, where Bhagavan said that I, every time I refer to I, that I is immortal. Everything that follows I is mortal. I as in myself, I as in yourself, I as in herself is immortal. But then I am a man, then man is mortal. I am an architect, that architect is mortal. But I remains immortal. That's the theme of Bhagavad Gita. And then in the chapter 6, Bhagavan said, you should focus on this nature of the self, which is universal and immortal. That's the subject of contemplation. The Bhagavan asked Arjuna to detach himself from this identity with this limited self and to contemplate on your universal nature, that which is immortal. He said, Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tavacha. You now have taken many forms. I remember them all, knowing fully well that I remain constant. You have taken many forms, but every time you take a form, you think this is the only form. This is the only life I have. That is how we think. Bhagavan said, now your quest is to know yourself by contemplating on it. That's the prescription Bhagavan gave to Arjuna. And in the beginning of this chapter, again, he emphasized that I am the source of all the beings. Everything proceeds from me. Therefore, there cannot be anything which is independent of me. And therefore, everything in this world is related to each other because they all came from the same source. He said, those who can focus on that, they will come to my being. In other words, they will shake off this attachment to these limitations, will become identified with the Supreme Self. This is a very high dose for Arjuna. So Arjuna started this segment of chapter 10 by saying, I understood all that. I accept that you are the Supreme Self and you are the Supreme Abode. You are the Supreme Purifier. I have all the testimonials from all these rishis who have testified that you are that Param Brahma. And now you yourself told me the same thing. However, my problem is not resolved. My problem is, how can I think of you in this manner, which is not possible. Because on one hand, you said you're ajam, you're unborn, you're anadi, you're infinite. And other hand, you want me to contemplate on that something which is not material, something which is not objectified. How can I do that? So he made this plea to Bhagavan saying, Vistarenam katham vidyam aham yogihi tvam sada parichintayam. All that I understood, or rather believed, but not understood. I believed all the testimony, but I do not understand it. I take it for granted, as I told last time. I listen to all those videos about quantum mechanics and I believe it. Whatever they found, because I trust in them, that they are not bluffing. Therefore, I believe in them. Do I understand it? No, I don't understand it, because without knowing the mathematics of how to get there, it is not possible. Bhagavan, I am not capable of knowing your universal self. I believe in it because of Shraddha. As Bhagavan Shankaracharya defines Shraddha as Guru Vedanta Vakya Adisu Vishwas. Trust in the statements in Vedanta and in Guru is Shraddha. So I have Shraddha that all these testimonials from all these rishis and now your own testimony that you are that Param Brahma, I believe in it. I have complete Shraddha in it. But I want to understand it. That's not good enough for me. I need to recognize myself. Therefore, katham vidyam aham yogihi tvam sada parichintayan. How should I think of you and meditate on that constantly? Keshu keshu cha bhaveshu chintyo asi bhagavan maya. In what different forms can I think about you in my contemplation? If I have to think about you constantly, then I have to have some means to achieve that constant meditation. Because the meditation cannot be that I sit down in one room and then sit there forever and constantly meditate. It must be something which, doing everything, I can meditate on it. And therefore, he addresses Bhagavan as yogi. You are the embodiment of that yoga. You are engaged in this activity of your life, right from your birth. You've done all this leela, but you always know who you are. That means you're always identified with the Supreme Self. How I can do that? What is the method that you prescribe so that I can also do that? I do my job, I go to work, I live my life, and still think about you constantly. Therefore, I should have many, many objects as you. Keshu keshu cha bhavesu. In what different forms can I think of you? You tell me, if the Rama good enough, Brahma good enough, Vishnu good enough, but that will be limited. I will not be able to do it constantly. Because once I'm engaged in something else, my mind will run away in that direction. There is no guarantee that my mind can focus on one particular object for 24 hours. My mind has the nature of wandering from one object to another. If you give me enough objects to focus on you, then maybe there is a chance that I will be able to think about you constantly. And therefore, Bhagavan, you tell me which different forms I can think about. It's a practical difficulty Arjuna is expressing, which we face when we listen to this discourse about thinking about God all the time. Well, all the time thinking about God, you have to see God in everything that I do, and everything I encounter, and everything I perceive. You have learned in previous chapters, his upper and lower prakriti is this astada prakriti. Everything in this prakriti which I can see, touch, feel is nothing but Him. If I start seeing that way, then I'll be engaging in transaction with God only. Because everything I touch is nothing but Him, everything I see is nothing but Him. Bhagavan, you tell me which forms I should focus on. That's Arjuna's simple request. Vistarenam atmano yogam vibhutim cha janardana. Bhuyam kathayah truptihi srumato nastimi amrutam. Don't think I'll get bored. You're not in danger of putting me to sleep. You continue. Tell me in detail. Don't give me this brief summary, not the clip notes. I'm looking for a real explanation. Swamiji points out that Arjuna addresses Bhagavan as Janardana. Janardana is to whom people go to get this worldly enjoyment as well as liberation. When I am in trouble, I go to that person who I think can remove my sorrows and my problems. When I have some problem, I go to my parents. I need something, I go to my parents. So my parents were Janardana when I was a child. But now, as an adult, I also need a Janardana. I go to someone when I can't find help anywhere else, Bhagwan. So Arjuna says, I'm coming to you because you can remove this delusion, this confusion I have. And I have this difficulty understanding your discourse. You had been very diligently telling me what to do. I believe in you. I want to do it, but I'm still not capable of doing it. This is where we all stand right now. Bhuyah kathaya truptihi srunvato na asti me amrutam. I'm not satisfied. I'm not getting tired of listening to your nectar-like speech about your yoga and vibhuti. God's three qualities, omnipresence, omnipotence, and omniscience. So the yoga is omnipotence. He can do something which seems impossible in Prakriti. So this yoga is yoga maya, that which creates things out of nothing. Where there was no snake, it created snake for me. Where there is Statue of Liberty, David Copperfield can remove that Statue of Liberty. At my level, my ignorance plays as yoga maya. In that magic, David Copperfield's maya create this illusion. This Prakriti also, I see things which are seemingly not possible. So that's your yoga, that's your omnipotence. And vibhutim, your manifestation, which is your omnipresence. If I know your omnipotence and omnipresence, I'll know omniscience, which will be the knowledge. Knowing his vibhuti and knowing his yoga, one comes to know the real self. So, bhuyah kathaya trupti, I'm not getting satisfied. So, tell me in detail, do not leave things out of it. So, now Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Hant te katha ishyami divyahi atma vibhutayah. And Swamiji says this word hant is described various ways by the various commentators. But it's something like, okay, I thought that you understood all of that. I have tried my best to explain to you. And I thought you were listening very, very carefully. And you're a very capable student. You learned yourself all the arts. So therefore, I thought you would know by this time. However, it seems you need some more explanation. Okay. Hanta. Te katha ishyami. Because I'm as enthusiastic about teaching you this as you are keen about learning it. So both teacher and student are very sincere here. Arjuna is a true mumuksu. Therefore, he said, I really can't get satisfied. I have this unsatiated thirst to know this knowledge. Tell me in detail and never get bored of it. So he is a true mumuksa, as we have learned in Tattvabodh, sadhana chatushtaya. There are four means you need to achieve that liberation: viveka, vairagya, sama adi sada sampatti, and mukshatvam. Mokso me bhoyati dicha. The thirst for liberation is very essential quality of a student, a seeker. Bhagavan said, I see that in you, that you are very thirsty of this knowledge. Therefore, katha ishyami, I shall tell you now, divyahi atma vibhuteyaha, I'll tell you my divine glory. Pradhanyataha, even though you said vistarena, I can only tell you the important ones. Kuru shrestha, best among kuru. Na asti antaha vistarasyame, because there is no end to it. My manifestation has no end. The reality which created this universe, we call a Big Bang, it created this one universe for us. But because of the expansion, it is now about 22 point something billion years wide. But we can only see visibly 13.6 billion. But then this may not be the only universe. There may be other universes, metaverses. However, my limitation is I can only know the salient parts of this universe through the equipment given to me is my senses. So Bhagavan said, it's unlimited, but I can tell you some important manifestations that you can use for your meditation. So Bhagavan is describing now how to meditate on his self 24 hours a day. So the first thing he said, keep in mind that I'm not going to leave anything behind, but it's not possible for me to explain everything because aham atma gudakesha sarva bhuta asaya sthitah. I myself, O gudakesha, is seated in the hearts of all things and beings. In other words, the existence of anything or being only possible because of my presence. Gudakesha, one who has conquered the sleep, one who has victory over sleep. If you want to achieve anything, I have to conquer my tamas. Sleep represents tamas, and I have to achieve anything, I have to get over my tamas. So we architecture students used to think that we have conquered sleep. So we never worked during daytime. Daytime we did everything else. And night was the only extra time left. So we all worked at night. Now I'll have all-nighters. So we thought we have conquered sleep as students. So this Gudakesha is one who wants to achieve something, gives up tamas. He continues to work towards his goal to achieve it. So Arjuna, you are that person. Aham Atma Gudakesha Sarva Bhuta Asaya Sthita. First thing you note down. After this, whatever you listen from me, keep this as your reference point. That I am seated in the hearts of all beings, not only the Pradhanya, one of the important ones which I'm going to tell you. I am seated in the hearts of all beings. Aham Adihi Cha Madhyaha Cha Bhutanam Anta Eva Cha. Anything which exists in space and time has beginning, a time of its shelf life, and the end. It perishes. You see, all that is because of me, because of the essence which makes it possible. That my consciousness comes into being at the time of my birth as this being. I live through my life because of this consciousness. When I die, it's also because the consciousness has left association with this equipment. So Bhagavan said, keep this in mind. Here is the reference point. I'm going to give you many, many examples now onwards, but this is the essence of my teachings. This is what I've been telling you right from the beginning, that this self is immortal, immutable, and everything exists as the manifestation of that self. I am seated in the hearts of all beings. Obviously, this contradicts something we heard before. I am not in them, they are in me, they are also not in me. In this case, it simply says, the existence of any effect is only possible because the cause is present in that effect in a different form. The effect is nothing but a cause manifesting in a different form. Here Bhagavan said that anytime you see an effect, you should know there is an efficient cause and a material cause. And both are nothing but me alone. Any effect you will see in this world, I am the efficient cause and I am the material cause of that effect. And so therefore, that effect comes into existence because of me. It remains in existence because of me and ends its existence because of me. You keep that in mind, you'll understand what I'm trying to tell you in the rest of the chapter. With that, I'll stop right here.
If you find this podcast helpful, please support it by donating any amount by going to the episode's website at neilbhatt.podbean.com or at chinmayarichmond.org. Thank you.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, मा कश्चित् दुःख भाग् भवेत्। ॐ शान्तिः शान्तिः शान्तिः। हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ।